Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. As I write this, I'm having a week away surfing with two of my sons. And whilst I love the business and ministry that I get to do in living out my calling, having time out and spending time with family sure is important. One of the things that I love doing every time that I'm in Cape Town is sharing with some of the young folk at the Sozo Foundation in Fragrant near Musenberg. Sozo is the brainchild of Cecil, Anton, and Steve, three brothers from different mothers and different backgrounds who decided to live out their particular callings in serving the poorest of the poor in Fragrant. If you get a moment, check out the great work that Sozo does. And if you want to get in touch with them, please hit me up on social media and I'll gladly connect you. Every single time that I have the privilege of sharing with the student cohort at Sozo, I'm the one who leaves encouraged and in awe. That's a beauty, or the fruit of Cecil, Anton, and Steve's life ministry. You see, when one lives out their unique calling passionately, boldly, and authentically, it really is extraordinary. I've known the Sozo guys for more than a decade, and truthfully, the minute we first met, I realized that we were kindred spirits. Sozo's mission is to show the gospel in simple, practical ways to people who would otherwise remain unaware of the love, power, and redemption of the gospel message, and they do it in truly incredible and unique ways. As Christians, we're often challenged in church to find our purpose, find our calling, or find our giftings. Sometimes we're asked the questions, for example, what's your role within the fivefold ministry? There's a lot of pressure in Christian circles to work out what our purpose here on earth is. And whilst I'm all for us working it out with fear, trembling, and excitement, just what it is that God has designed, destined, and called us all to do, I'm not so sure that the pressure is always a good thing. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for people finding and then pursuing relentlessly their purpose. I often talk about it with the youth of my beloved South Africa. One thing I tell these young folk is that their calling lies somewhere between the thing that makes them most happy and fulfilled and the thing that makes them most aggrieved and angry. But I also kind of figure that the Holy Spirit, conviction and revelation are the keys more so than man-made pressure. I hate to admit it, but guess I add to this pressure in some ways, at least for the gang lads that we minister to. For example, I pretty much always ask the question at gang funerals, what do you want written on your tombstone, or what do you want your life to count for? There seems no more poignant and focused time to ask the question or the purpose of somebody's life than at a funeral. The great innovator and technology futurist Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. He also said, stay hungry, stay foolish. Whilst definitely not stated in the Bible, they're nevertheless wise, aspirational statements, and they bear out some of the lessons that we do learn in the Bible. In my own life experience, I found my calling, or rather my calling found me, when I started finally to understand the truths in the Beatitudes. You see, up to that point in my life, I'd been focused on many things, but in essence, my life was about building my empire rather than building God's kingdom. By God's grace, I was taken through a long, hard, and brutal refining season, and all of a sudden, this part of the Bible made personal sense to me, and for the very first time. It was almost as if I had the blinkers taken off my eyes and I could properly see for the first time. Matthew 5:37, Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. This scripture and really understanding it changed my life. You see, when I was poor in spirit, I started to grasp the kingdom of heaven. As for me, when I hungered and thirsted for righteousness, the very thing that fueled that was intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And so all of a sudden, I was full rather than hungry. And when I started to care and show mercy rather than focusing on what I could get out of life, God showed me enormous mercy. I hope you can see the pattern emerging. The lesson for me in this scripture is, and most certainly was, that when we soften our hearts towards God's words, desires, and decrees over our lives, our hearts get into the right place to allow our eyes to see fully all that which God created us individually for and to do. And that, friends, is an incredibly exciting place to be in. That eyes wide open, living out the reality of God's unique calling on our lives and the sense of wonder, privilege, and fulfillment that comes with that is exactly what I witness every time I step into the story LARPA at Sozo. The American preacher John Bevere said, happy and blessed is a person who knows their gifts and operates in them. Miserable and stressed is a person who tries to operate in someone else's. So friends, as we close this week, my prayer for us all is that we may get our hearts into the space to be able to see all that God has designed us to do. That we may have faith enough to see that God can use each and every one of us for His purposes and glory. And that once we have a sense of His unique purposes, gifts, and callings in our lives, that we will relentlessly pursue those in our path and within our calling, as we seek to serve Him and to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Stillsmith. God bless.